Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Before we get out of here at 6, we'll give you more in the latest developments. The Jimmy Butler in practice story today, which becomes more and more legendary as the afternoon goes on. And he's spoken. You were asking me earlier, where did that interview take place, Sparky? Yeah. ESPN was at Timberwolves practice today.
Which he knew.
Yes.
He knew he was doing the interview with Rachel Nichols after.
Save it. We're going to get into all this before
again?
We get out of here. Yes. Because
we already talked about it again.
More has come out. You were just reading off more reports from the practice to me during the break. And we have the audio of Jimmy Butler talking to Rachel Nichols. So we'll bring you that before we get out of here and say that. And if you haven't been following the Jimmy Butler story today, you're going to want our little recap before we get out of here. But right now, here's what you have to pick from in Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Right lane, is this different than other Packers slow starts? Left lane, who should be in the rotation other than Chassin and Miley? And the return lane, has this Brewers team changed your Brewers mindset? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We talked with David Bakhtiari yesterday, who was very good and very honest about the difficulty of his job blocking for Aaron Rodgers and how long he has to block sometimes. You can hear the full interview at 105.7 FM TheFan.com. That's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. But I asked David the very same question that we have there in the right lane. Is this slow start different from other slow starts?
I mean, every season's different. The way I look at it right now is we're one game out from the leader in our division. And like I said, you got to take care of your division. Make sure in the playoff picture you get at least 10 wins. Let everything sort out. People worrying about playoffs. But like I said, I mean, we're going into week 6. You know, there's still, you know, after this game, there's still 10 more games to be played. Technically counting this one, 11. So still very early on. Still teams are kind of figuring themselves out. I think, were the Chiefs 5-0 a couple of their years, and they ended up either one not even going to the playoffs or two, got knocked out first round. So, I mean, kind of you got to let everything play itself out.
So he's essentially saying what I'm saying, Sparky. The NFL and people who cover the NFL and NFL fans, we traffic in panic. We traffic in overreactions. And he laid out some of the things there that we overreacted to last season. The Chiefs getting off to a start where they looked unbeatable. The Patriots getting off to a slow start last year. And everybody's saying that defense, there's no way they can figure out that defense and get it fixed to the point where the Patriots are a problem again. Guess where they were in February at another Super Bowl. And we're doing the same thing again this year. And the funny thing is, for purposes of this show and this fan base, we do it year in and year out with
sure
the
do.
Same team.
Yep.
This is no different than things that we've seen before. The circumstances are different. Some of the players in this particular cast are different. But if you had the Packers winning 10-11 games when the season started, you should still have the Packers winning 10-11 games now. Nothing has happened that should make you waver or move off whatever expectations you had for this team when the season started. Or should it, Sparky?
No, I still... I mean, I had them. I don't remember what I picked them at, but I think right now, looking at it, I'm going to look 10-5-1. I guess based on, I think it's going to be a tough stretch coming out, but I think they can win their last five after that tough stretch coming out of the bye week, where they have to go to LA to New England. It's going to be a tough stretch right after the bye week, but I think it'll be same old Packers go to the playoffs, lose, and then go home and watch the Super Bowl on TV with the rest of us. I think that's how this is going to end up playing out again. Except this year, I think the difference will be the McCarthy will be out of a job after this year, and they're going to have to go find a new coach. And this will be something new because it's been a long, 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 long time since the Packers have had to look for a head coach. And it's going to be the biggest hire that Mark Murphy and this general manager have made. And I guess Russ Ball, because he's part of this power trio that they got up there, power four. And I'm willing to bet you the new head coach will not be a part of this power four. I bet you once this is all said and done, it will be a power three, and the new head coach will take marching orders for those other three guys once they get the new coach in there. But
so the only
I think that's the only difference is McCarthy will be out of a job at the end of the year after they lose in the playoffs. Then the offseason will be dramatically different because it'll be a whole new way of looking at things with the new coach, new coaching staff, new ways of how they plan on using the offense and the defense, how everybody reacts to that, another draft for this general manager, another offseason for this general manager and free agency to add to this roster. But I think the rest of the year kind of plays out like it's played out in the past. They start off slow. They pick up steam at the end, losing the playoffs, and watch the Super Bowl on TV.
So that's the right lane. Is this different than other Packers slow starts? 414-799-1250. You could tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Moving to the left lane, who should be in the rotation other than Chacin and Miley? Brewer's in the middle of a workout right now, and Craig Counsell has already spoken, held his press conference ahead of the NLCS. He was asked about the game one starter. He said, "I have no names for you." And Sparky took the plural names and ran with it, saying, "Hey, this could mean a bullpen day." Adam McCalvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider of Brewers.com and MLB.com, said Jolys Chacín is throwing a bullpen today. So for what it's worth, he's on his normal schedule to start game one on Friday, but he either hasn't been told that's the plan for sure, or he was told not to share it with snooping reporters. So it looks like Chacín will be the starter for day one, but we don't know that for sure, and we have no idea what Craig Counsell is planning behind that. Will it be three starters? Will it be four starters? Will it be three starters and a bullpen day? Sparky, who would you have in the rotation other than Chacín and Miley?
The bullpen.
For how many games, though?
Two. I think the way this sets up makes all the sense in the world. Game one is Chacín. Game two is bullpen Woodruff. Game three then is Miley. Game four is Chacín. Game five is bullpen Woodruff. Game six then is Miley. Game seven is Chacín. And that's how I roll.
No, I can't. I can't have two bullpen days in one series, in the National League Championship Series of all series.
Could happen in the World Series too.
Well, on the one hand, it just kind of scares me because that's not what teams do. Teams don't even have one bullpen day in a National League Championship Series from what we've seen, track record right. Of Major League Baseball up until now. That would be out of the ordinary. Putting two in there just scares me, and I think even as good as this Brewers bullpen is, you're maybe asking a little bit too much from that unit down there to carry you for two games. So this is what I came up with. After Sparky broke my brain in the 3 o'clock hour, I got Chacín starting game one, Miley game two, bullpen game three, Chacín on short rest for game four. Gio Gonzalez, who you pulled up the numbers before, Sparky, has a very good track record against this Dodgers team. He would go in game five. Then you would have Miley on full rest Friday for game six if necessary. And then Chacín once again on short rest for game seven. I just think Chacín has to pitch at least twice and probably three times in this series.
I got him in 1-4-7. Got Chacín pitching
three
games.
You just don't have any Gio Gonzalez starts.
Correct.
You have three for Chacín, two for Miley, two for the bullpen.
When I made that rotation, I did not realize that Gio Gonzalez in six starts has a sub-2 ERA against the Dodgers in his career. Sub-2 ERA. So that changes things a little bit because Wade Miley's ERA against the Dodgers is like 3.66, 3.77, something like that. Just sub-4. Chase Anderson, no. No. It's over five. There's no way he's on this roster.
No.
So forget Chase Anderson. And then Davies has a decent ERA against them as well. He has a 2-something ERA against the Dodgers. So maybe Davies is thought about being as a possible starter in this deal or coming out of the bullpen. But if Gio Gonzalez gets a game, I'm fine with it. I like Gio Gonzalez. Big fan. But it wouldn't surprise me if they end up going with two bullpen games.
So that's the left lane. Who would you have in the rotation other than Chacín and Miley? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And moving to the return lane, asking if this Brewers team has changed your mindset as a baseball and Brewers fan, and two things specifically. One, that always waiting for the other shoe to drop mentality. If you saw this team lose six straight going into the All-Star game and you went, here we go again, another Brewers team, another blown lead in the division, here we go again. Or even in game one of the NLDS when the Rockies came back and tied that game at 2, Fox Sports 1 couldn't get enough of the reaction shots around Miller Park of Brewers fans who looked like they were just waiting for things to go wrong. Everybody had a look on their face and were chewing on their towels that were given away that day, like they were saying to themselves, "Okay, this is where the magic stops. I guess the pixie dust has worn off, and that's the end of this Brewers run." And of course, it wasn't. They made pretty easy work of the Colorado Rockies when all was said and done. And the other thing I'm talking about is this constant clamoring for respect, whether it's from the national media or other teams. You don't like that Cole Hamels said it wasn't a rivalry. Yasiel Puig said they're coming to Milwaukee to take the series in four. Whether you don't think the four-letter network or MLB network talks about your team enough, or you're pissed off that Alex Rodriguez picked the Rockies to win the NLDS, or a lot of people in the national media are picking the Dodgers to win the NLCS. This constant clamoring for respect, I get it. I don't care if the national media respects Milwaukee or its sports teams. I just don't care. I'm looking to the local media outlets for my coverage. That's how I've always been, because they have it covered better. They know the teams better. But now I really don't get it, Sparky, because your team is in the NLCS, and instead of just enjoying it, a lot of people are complaining about respect. Who cares if they respect you? The Brewers are about to go out and get all the respect that they deserve with whatever results we get in the NLCS and beyond.
I don't understand you at all. You've worked on this radio station since 2005. We've had the same exact conversation about not getting respect for the Brewers and the Bucks.
And I've said before,
We've done this forever. We did this in 2008. We had the conversation. We had the conversation in 2011. And we're having the conversation again today.
And I understand.
It's not going to change. It's going to be this way till you and I both die.
I understand why we have that conversation in a lot of circumstances, but not now, man. Not
now. It's going
now.
To continue. You know, if you think it's bad now, you wait. They get into the World Series, it's going to go overboard, because then these national guys will be picking the Brewers to get swept. Watch. Or they'll pick them. Maybe they'll get a game against the Red Sox or Astros. If you think they're being disrespected now, you wait and see what happens when they're in the World Series having to play one of these other two teams. Then you'll truly see what disrespect is all about. And to be fair, if you're a Dodgers fan hanging out in Milwaukee waiting for the game on Friday, if you're here early sightseeing, you're going to be put in the same boat too, because nobody thinks you can beat the Boston Red Sox or the Houston Astros either. Nobody. They think that's the World Series. Red Sox and Astros, whoever wins that is your champ. It's done, because neither one of these two teams have much of a chance to beat the other two. That's the perception, plain and simple. So whoever wins this series, Dodgers or Brewers, are going to be facing an uphill battle, Brewers more than Dodgers, uphill battle in the national media to try and convince them that they can actually even win a couple of games in that series, which is stupid, but that's what it's going to be.
What about the other thing I talked about, the waiting for the other shoe to drop?
No, not at this point. I mean, you're here. It is what it is. I mean, no, I don't think it's waiting for the other shoe to drop right now. I think everybody's confidence is sky high right now. If they lose in the NLCS, or obviously will be disappointment, but I think for the most part, everybody's going to be pretty jacked. You know, in 2011, people kind of expected that Brewers team to be in the playoffs and make a run in the postseason, if you remember, right, Rami?
Yep.
They were stacked. They knew how good they were going into the season. I don't think anybody really knew that this was an NLCS team throughout this season at any point. I don't think a lot of people thought, oh, yeah, they're definitely going to be in the NLCS at the end of the day, or have a chance to be in the World Series. What a lot of that talk going on before the Brewers season, what a lot of that talk going on during the Brewers season.
So we've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Now you get the final say on them. Right lane, is this different than other Packers' slow starts? Left lane, who should be in the rotation other than Chacin and Miley? And the return lane, has this team changed your Brewers mindset? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. We now have start times for the entire NLCS. You can find that at 105.7fmthefan.com. And I can tell you where you should be watching all those games and all the football action.
Rami's house?
This weekend. My house is pretty cool, but Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa is a little bit better.
Do they have TVs like your living room?
Flat screens as far as the eye can see.
More than you?
Even more than my living room.
Bigger than yours?
Oh, so much bigger.
Really?
So much bigger than mine.
What about the food, though?
Get that drop. So much bigger than mine, just in case you didn't get it. The food, amazing. And in that DNB Sports Lounge, Spark, you want to talk about big screens? Three 161-inch screens 8 75-inch screens, so you're not going to miss a pitch. You're not going to miss a snap of your fantasy football team. And Dave & Buster's now has a new happy hour program with Bar Bite favorites for just $5 during happy hour, Monday to Friday, 3:45 until 7, late nights, Sunday to Thursday, 10 p.m. until close, with Bar Bite favorites like the Asian chicken wonton nachos. I tried those Saturday when I was there for McGregor Khabib, and those are tasty. Sweet and spicy Kobe meatball sliders, Bavarian pretzels, Mexican street corn quesadillas, loaded pot stickers, guacamole and chips, and more, all for just $5. And during happy hour, all cocktails now are either $3, $4, or $5. Simple and affordable. And of course, no trip to Dave & Buster's would be complete without spending some time out on the Million Dollar Midway, perfect for kids of all ages. And you got to check out the all-new Jurassic World Virtual Reality Expedition. I talk about the latest and greatest in arcade games. This is the best example of it. It's like a game. It's like a ride. It's an experience, and it will blow your mind. And also start thinking about booking your fall and holiday company parties right now at Dave & Buster's. Just call Ben at 414-454-0100. That's Ben at 414-454-0100. Let him and his awesome staff handle all the details. So all you have to do is eat, drink, play, and watch sports at my favorite place in the whole wide world, Dave & Buster's, Wauwatosa, Highway 100, just south of North Avenue and Mayfair Mall. Pick a lane when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after this. So Wendy's Big Show in the midst of Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Here's what you're picking from. And got to try and carve out some time for Jimmy Butler. Right lane, is this different than other Packers slow starts? Left lane, who should be in the rotation other than Chassin and Miley? And the return lane, has this team changed your Brewers mindset? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Let's go right out to the phones and right out to Slinger. And Michael, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. Pick a lane, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Just want to start off by saying, you know, I'm excited that the Brewers are in the playoffs and that, you know, we have a chance for the World Series. I thought we'd at least be another 5 years. So, you know, really cool. A little bit bummed out that I'm actually going to miss the first two games. I have military drill this weekend, so it's going to suck. But, you know, hopefully I come back to a 2-0 lead.
They won't give you the day off for military drill for a Brewers playoff game? Are they that strict and rigorous in the military?
Oh, yeah, I've missed Mother's Day. I've missed everything.
He was being sarcastic.
I was being very, very sarcastic, man.
Yeah. I'm taking left lane. I think Brandon Woodruff is probably the best option, you know, other than Chassin and Miley. I don't agree with the, you know, having two starters for the entire, you know, NLCS, because, I mean, these are the Dodgers. I feel like, you know, if you...
Oh, we lost you, dude. Sorry.
You're going to catch on really easy.
There you are.
At least that's what I... Am I still on? Hello?
You dropped off for a second. We missed the middle chunk. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I was just saying that, you know, I don't really agree with having two starters for the entire NLCS, because I feel like the Dodgers, you know, as good of hitters as they are, they would catch on, you know, if they saw a guy three times. So
that's a great point.
I think he had at least want one more starter. And what counts as a bullpen day? Is it like, is there a starter getting, you know, a certain amount of innings to start off?
Because no, it's somebody
in the bullpen.
No, it's somebody.
Thanks for the call.
Right, somebody that's been in the bullpen at the end of the year. Woodruff is in the bullpen at the end of the year. So if he plays for three innings and then they go to Burns and then they go to somebody else, that's a bullpen.
But as far
day.
As
if it's Jace Anderson or Zach Davies or Miley or Chassin or Gio Gonzalez are starting, if any one of those five are starting, then it's not a bullpen day. I know it's stupid. This goes back to the Craig Council outgetters thing. There is no such thing as starters and relievers in Craig Council's world. Just outgetters, then you don't got to worry about this whole bullpen thing.
As far as what quote-unquote bullpen day means in terms of how Craig Council is going to use his pitchers, I look at it as to mean nobody's going to pitch more than one time through the opposing batting order, right? I mean, Brandon Woodruff had a no-hitter going through three innings. Craig
right.
Council was like, thanks for your service, dude. We're going to go to the bullpen.
But you know that going in.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what a bullpen day means. Even though a guy who's a starter, whose arm is fully stretched out, is going to take the mound to start, he's not going through the opposing lineup more than once. That's what it means when we talk about a bullpen day or Johnny Holstaff. Even if it's a starter, in quotations, starting the game, Craig Counsell is going to have a quick hook with everybody who pitches that day. And you don't even have to get into trouble. He's just going to pull you out when you've gone through the order once. And maybe even before that. Let's go to Bruce on the north side to wrap up Pick a Lane. What you got, Bruce?
I just want you to check something out. I remember all the four games in L.A., and I remember the first game in Milwaukee, but I don't remember anyone else. In the four games in L.A., Wiley pitched seven innings in the second game, and they relieved him. I think it was like 1-0 or 2-0 final. In the third game in L.A., that was the game they lost 21-5, and Sassine started that game. And in the first game, I have no idea who won the game, but that's the game they won. In the first game in Milwaukee, they beat Kershaw, and that was the game where this guy who plays second base for them now was playing for third base and made two errors, and they lost. I think they lost 5-1. Can you check who the pitchers were in all seven games against the Dodgers this year?
We'll see if we can get that info for you, Bruce. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I do remember the 21-5 game that he's talking about, and Chassin did start that one. 21-5 day, you just chalk that up to not your day.
And
you know
Chassin
what I mean?
Turned it around after that, pitched
right.
Well the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't put a lot of stock into a 21-5 game. That's an anomaly. That's a blip on the radar. I don't think that's any sort of measure of these two teams or when you compare the Dodgers and the Brewers. I'm not thinking about 21-5 when this season starts, are you? Because that was probably their worst loss of the season.
Well, you have to remember that they put up 21 on you, yeah. That team can score, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you have for to sure. understand who you're going against. There aren't a lot of easy outs in this lineup. So, it's not going to be easy on this Brewers pitching staff. Wherever you may face them in the lineup, it's not going to be very easy. And I'm sure, from the Dodgers' perspective, they're probably looking at the Brewers lineup and thinking a very similar thought. This is going to be a tough series, you guys. I'm telling you. It's going to be a tough series. And we'll just wait and see how this whole thing plays out. It's really the Dodgers starters against the Brewers bullpen. That's really kind of how this is going to play out. And then whatever offense can consistently score runs. And that's something that has really hampered the Brewers throughout the season. Can they consistently score runs? Because I don't know if scoring 2 or 3 runs a game is going to be enough in this series.
Oh, you're going to need to bring some big-time bats with you.
Indeed, they will. The Milwaukee Brewers have won the Central Division Championship to commemorate this historic event. BigTimeBats.com is offering this officially licensed Milwaukee Brewers Central Division team signature bat. The 35-inch full-size bat will have the facsimile signatures of the historic Brewers roster with the Brewers logo and the words 2018 Central Division Champions. The bat is limited to 5,000. Sells for $129.95. Go to BigTimeBats.com now to order. Don't delay. Get your piece of Brewers history right now. Call 866-280-BATS or see it and their exclusive bat sets at BigTimeBats.com. That's BigTimeBats.com or call 866-280-BATS. Trademarks and logos used with permission of Major League Baseball.
Sparky, we don't have time to play the Jimmy Butler soundbite from the Rachel Nichols interview, but can you inform everybody on the developments that have played out since we last touched on the Jimmy Butler saga in practice today?
You're Marquette, guys. I like Marquette myself. So
I love Jimmy Butler.
I like Jimmy Butler and Marquette. I'm not sure I'm a fan anymore, but this dude.
I'm a bigger fan than I've ever been.
This dude has been holding out this whole time, walks into practice late after they're already scrimmaging, walks over to the third string guys who are scrimmaging the starters.
He wasn't even at practice.
Just
walked in.
Subbed himself in, told the dude, sit down, I'm playing. Walked out of the court. Talk crap the whole time, saying pretty much that Wiggins and Towns are soft, you guys aren't anything, blah, 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 blah. Towns, their center, had him posted up, pretty much said, you're not going to do anything against me. Towns got rattled, kicked the ball out of bounds. Practice got done.
Go get him, Jimmy.
Practice got done. He walked out. Wiggins hand-dapped him? Is that what he means?
Yes.
For what? He talks crap to you the whole practice.
I love it.
What are you doing dapping this dude?
I love it.
Butler leaves. Team stretching. I'm not doing this. Walked out.
It's outstanding. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2. Thanks for listening.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.